Good morning. Time for First Thoughts as we come up on quarter to six and 23 degrees. The Wib Wake Up Show, kind of slick out there, so be careful. Walkways and roadways, freezing rain. We got some of it, and it turns out we're not done because there is a winter weather advisory in effect from 9 o'clock tonight until noon tomorrow for 15 hours. And the concern is that freezing rain overnight, especially between 3 and 5 in the morning, which could really slicken things up again even more tomorrow. So kind of November or March-like weather here in January. Looking for a high of 33. We're at 23 right now. Had a chance to go to the Packer game yesterday. Friend, maybe you knew him, Mike Matthews, Mike and Pam Matthews from the Chippewa Valley. And he's been down at Oral Roberts for more than a decade now. And in terms of technology and education there at ORU in Tulsa. And he was coming up for the game. You know, it was like, it was not the most competitive game. Obviously, third string quarterback for the Packers. But yeah, still, first chance to go to US Bank Stadium wearing the green and gold. And yeah, purple predominated, but I'd say 20 to 25% of the fans were dressed in the Packer green and gold. And now Green Bay in the playoffs. Vikings closed the five-game winning streak, beating Green Bay 16-3. But so they're hoping for better things next year, figuring things out at quarterback. And for the Packers, Jordan Love has got his rest after the concussion against the Bears. And that's who the Packers will face for a third time. Faced them twice late in the season, right? And now twice in 3 weeks, and now back to Chicago for a Saturday night game. Aaron Rodgers back in the playoffs as he led the Steelers to a touchdown-winning drive, and then it looked like Baltimore was going to win it at the end with a 44-yard field goal, but it missed wide right, and so it's the Steelers and not the Ravens who go to the playoffs. All right, a couple of items regarding today in history. It is January 5th, obviously fifth day of the year, and this is not the most positive note, but it's in the news. 1998 on this particular day. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. Yeah, Congressman Sonny Bono, long before he was a congressman from California, part of the Sonny and Cher team. They had the variety show in the 70s on CBS. Sonny Bono died in a skiing accident on this day at the age of 62. 28 years ago. And also in 1973, Bruce Springsteen released his debut album on this day, 1973. The album Greetings from Asbury Park. Of course, the Bruce Springsteen biopic movie just came out in the last month or so. All right, and we close with our devotion. It is day six of Brennan Manning, the 19 Mercies Spiritual Retreat at the end of the Ragamuffin Gospel. Today, the call from the cross reads like this. Receiving the person of Jesus into every corner of our lives is the Christ at the beginning of a Ragamuffin's transformation. But our transformation springs from an absurd fact. This Jesus of our journey is a crucified God. Yes, the message of the cross is complete absurdity for those who are headed for ruin. But to us who are experiencing salvation unaccountably, it is both the power and the unsearchable wisdom of God. The passion of Jesus is an ugly fact in history, but if we are to continue throughout our lives to drink of the life-giving water of the Holy Spirit, we must continue to draw near to the body of our crucified Lord, from whom the saving waters flow. Brennan writes, union with Jesus in the mystery of his passion and death is the indispensable condition for experiencing the power and the wisdom of God in our lives. This is what Paul gets at when he writes in Philippians, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Philippians 3:10, the day that we cease proclaiming Jesus Christ nailed to the cross is the day we effectively part company with the gospel. Brennan continues, and the call to every disciple is also to the cross. Paul told the Galatians, you cannot belong to Christ Jesus unless you crucify all self-indulgent desires, self-mastery over every form of sin, selfishness, emotional dishonesty, and degraded love is the less traveled road to Christian freedom. But there is no growth without pain and no integrity without self-denial. Of course, neither pursuit is particularly attractive apart from the personal love of Jesus Christ. Finally, Brennan says, listen to what Jesus speaks to you from the cross. I'm dying to be with you. I'm really dying to be with you. And then he whispers, will you die a little to be with me? Today's suggested reading for 1 Corinthians 1, 18 to 1 Corinthians 2, 5, and also Philippians 3, 7 through 11. here on WWIB, where we are family. That one actually reminded me, some of the closing words there reminds me of a song from Point of Grace, a female trio that has done it for a long, long time here, and most recently traveling at Christmas time with our friend Jason Gray, and trying to track down one of their tunes here this morning. Here on WWIB, and we've got it. Dying to Reach You, the exact name of that song on the WIB Wake Up Show. Weekend recap, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Be careful out there, by the way. Very slick walkways and roadways can be an ice rink some places, so be careful. My weekend included going to my wife's uncle, Ronnie. Her mom's brother passed, and so went to his funeral at the Rock Falls Catholic Church on Saturday. And then got a chance to go to the Packers game yesterday. Obviously, it was basically a meaningless game, but fun to go to U.S. Bank Stadium. And I would say green and gold, about 25% of the crowd amidst the purple there in that one yesterday.
Well, so I've been off for a few days. Obviously went to, well, not obviously. Obviously got sick along the way, so still working through that and have not been feeling real great for the past several days, but trying to soldier on through because there's work to do. But, yeah, I got to go to Iowa to see my grandparents and some family members for Christmas over there. So it was a quick trip, a lot of driving, but enjoyed the time with family and trying to get some errands run and things like that yesterday or on Saturday. And then yesterday played a new game at my parents' house after church called Flip 7, which was a lot of fun.
We consume a lot of sugar, but just how much? Well, we go to the UK to try to get an idea.
This is from public health officials in the United Kingdom, and they say kids between the ages of 4 and 10 consume the equivalent of how many sugar cubes per year? This is crazy.
5,500 sugar cubes per year.
5,500 sugar cubes per year. That's the equivalent of kids age 4 to 10, what they take in.
Yeah.
I know we like sweets, but wow.
I know. The sugar comes in the form of juices.
Soft drinks.
Cookies.
Breakfast cereals.
Desserts.
And more.
Kids like all that stuff.
I mean, I do too.
But I know. That's true. Experts say a 5-year-old shouldn't have more than 19 grams of sugar per day. That's 5 cubes.
So 5,500 cubes, uh-huh. Probably a little bit more than we should be having. So I guess probably as adults, as parents, as many of us are, maybe leading by example and cutting down the sugar just a little bit.
Good idea. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, you know, the end of one year, the start of another, and you get lists. And we have a list of some of the most overused words and phrases last year.
I feel like the one at the top of this list isn't going to surprise anyone.
No. And let's do it from 10 to 1 like we like to do. So, again, Lake Superior State University likes to do this kind of thing. Been doing it for a while. And so here we go. The 2026 banished words list. Number 10, they think very overused is the term reach out.
Probably gets used a lot in emails. Just reaching out.
Yeah, right.
2026 banished words list because they were overused in 2025. Number 9, my bad.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's probably been overused for a while. Number 8, gift or gifted.
Number 7, perfect.
Okay. Number 6, overused word or phrase, full stop.
Sure, sure. I see that. 2026 banished words list, again, from Lake Superior State University, saying, use so much, we should just get rid of them. Number five, incentivize.
I like that word.
I don't mind it so much.
Okay. Number four, overused word is massive.
Number three is cooked.
Okay. Number two, we're getting closer to the top. Number two is demur.
Yeah, saying, let's just get rid of that.
Okay.
Not used too much. 2026 banished words list, the number one most overused word or phrase saying we should just absolutely get rid of this is 6-7.
6-7.
6-7. I think we're done with that now.
Which didn't mean anything, I guess.
It never really did.
Quite a story we have for you here this morning called the Toddler Grandmaster.
Yes. What in the world is this? Achieving a rating from the International Chess Federation is a difficult feat.
Yeah, it requires a minimum of 1,400 points earned against five rated players.
I don't know what that means, but I assume that they have to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, a child in India not only met these requirements, but exceeded them. A child earning a rating of 1,572.
Right, you had to have a minimum of 1,400. So what makes the achievement remarkable is his age.
And, you know, it's not like, oh, wow, he's some brilliant 11 or 12-year-old. Yeah. Even then, it would be really impressive. He's a toddler. He's 3 years, 8 months. He is the youngest player to ever be rated. He is a chess-playing prodigy, and he's less than four.
I mean, is this going to be a movie? I mean, you have movies just out now. There's a movie about ping pong. You could have a movie about chess. There has been a movie about chess. He's not even 4 years old.
Yeah, his father said that they introduced him to chess after noticing his mind was like a sponge.
Yeah, within a week of being taught the game, he could accurately name every piece on the board.
And now he's received a rating 3 years, 8 months from the International Chess Federation.
Wow.
And here I am just trying to
Yeah.
remember what I walked into the room for.